Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The latest from 7 News with Michael Usher.
Good evening and welcome to the latest on the conflict in Ukraine. Pressure is being piled on Russia tonight. Australia and our allies hitting the Kremlin with sanctions. Moscow, though, doesn't appear to be fretting. All the intelligence suggests, and our government believes, a full-scale invasion of Ukraine will be launched within the next 24 hours. Hundreds of thousands of troops are right now lined up at Ukraine's eastern border with Russia. Let's go to our reporter, Jeff Parry, who's in Kiev, in Ukraine tonight. Jeff, what's the latest there?
Well, that troop build-up is the latest, Michael. Lots of new vision appearing, satellite imagery showing that Russian troop build-up is continuing. Photographs of field hospitals built by the Russians just inside, 40 kilometres inside the Russian side of the Russian-Ukraine border. Tanks on their transporters all heading, it seems, into that disputed territory in the east of Ukraine, the two areas that were recognised by Vladimir Putin the other day as independent from Ukraine. This is what is happening now, and this is why I think people are starting to believe that that Russia will strike sooner rather than later.
Jeff, there had been a disconnect about many Ukrainians. Whilst the world was worried about this in recent weeks, they were still relatively calm there. Has that changed now, and are people worried?
Oh, I think people are worried, and I think the closer that they are to the Russian border, they're certainly worried. I mean, it will obviously come as a surprise. They're not going to signal their shots. But here in Lviv and in Kiev, I was here about 3 or 4 years ago, Michael, and there's no real difference to back at that time. People just going about their day. It's as though nothing's really happening. Mm. But of course, the Ukraine President Zelensky, he still thinks that, or still says that they can find a diplomatic solution. But today, he ordered those Ukrainian army reservists to report for duty.
Jeff, we know, you know, in all the political reporting today that Russia's been hit with sanctions from a number of world powers. We've joined in on that as well. They're targeting its energy and financial sectors. The Kremlin, has it responded?
Not in any tangible way, but certainly with words. I mean, they do have a few levers they can pull. They can stop the flow of gas into Europe. Or they could just, and they've said this, that they will be paying, you know, like double the price for their gas. And Europe, particularly Germany, relies on Russian gas to heat their homes. So there are a few things that they can do, but they're also warning that it's going to hurt the basic person in the street. While it will make certain things difficult, like banking and energy development, they say that, you know, it will strike everyone, including in Australia, where the oil price is starting to go up.
All right, Jeff Parry there. You're in Lviv. I said Kiev at the beginning, but that's where you are. Thanks for that tonight. Russian officials paying for the Kremlin's actions in Ukraine. Here are the most significant sanctions that we've seen. The White House has applied full blockage sanctions on two Russian banks, VEB and the Kremlin's military bank. Russia's also cut off from Western financing. It can no longer trade on European or American markets. The UK has targeted five Russian banks and three very high net worth members of Moscow's elite. Germany has stopped the approval of a major already built gas pipeline from Russia, that's the Nord Stream 2. And if Russia escalates its aggression in Ukraine, Western allied nations say more punishment will come. Well, back home tonight, the Australian and Ukraine Prime Ministers shared a phone call. Australia is imposing travel bans and applying financial sanctions on eight members of the Russian Security Council. The Russian ambassador was hauled into a meeting with the Department of Foreign Affairs this afternoon in Canberra. Australia will also provide humanitarian aid to Ukraine. The Prime Minister condemned Vladimir Putin's conduct as unjustified, unprovoked and unacceptable.
An autocratic, authoritarian government that's forgotten what democracy is and what liberal democracy is in undertaking these actions of bullying and threats and intimidation. That's not what I believe the Russian people stand for.
Vladimir Sholkhivsky is the head of the Ukraine embassy in Canberra, and he joins me now. Mr. Sholkhivsky, thanks for your time tonight. What do you make of the sanctions being applied by Australia, and do you think they go far enough?
Good evening. We are grateful for the decision of Australian government to add new sanctions package to already existing autonomous sanctions regime that Australia introduced back in 2014 when Russia annexed Ukrainian Crimea. So, as Prime Minister of Australia said, it's just a first tranche, and we believe that there is a need for expansion of those sanctions because the threat of a full-scale invasion is very real. And in this situation, we need to maximize pressure on Russia as much as it possible.
What fear do you have from your country? It must be difficult for you sitting all this distance away, watching on.
That's true. Of course, it's challenging. You start your morning from checking the news and from messages from your family members, and you just devote all your time, your efforts to activity in order to diplomatic activity in order to help assist your country. So situation is clearly deteriorating in many fields, but we are really thankful to all international community members who supports us, and it's a majority of the country of the countries in the world.
One of the excuses that Vladimir Putin is using is that Ukraine potentially joining NATO. If that was off the table, do you think it would de-escalate the situation?
It doesn't. If you listen carefully to the recent statement of Mr. Putin, he questions the very existence, the right of existence of independent Ukraine, simply because he is sick with the idea of restoring former Soviet Union, which Ukraine, of course, is important part for him. So it doesn't matter NATO aspirations or demilitarization or what kind of foreign policy. It's about actually existence of independent Ukrainian state itself.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Give me some sense, if you don't mind, before I leave you. I mean, I've been to your country quite a few times. It's an incredibly impressive country with a very proud culture. Do you see Ukrainians generally, the majority of Ukrainians, just letting this happen? Do you think that they will stand up and fight?
Yes, they will. First of all, we already experienced a couple of significant uprising revolutions in our recent history. And that was clear choice of people, of majority of people, to live under the rules of liberal democracies, not under the tyranny of Kremlin-style autocracy. So Ukraine is has a lot to offer to our international partners, starting from the quite sophisticated IT industry, and of course with our agriculture. We are 40 million people, but we can feed up to 400 million people.
Mm. Well, let's hope that it does de-escalate in some form. It'll be good to talk to you again as this crisis continues. Vladimir Shokhivsky, thank you for your time tonight. And thank you for your company. I'm Michael Usher. Good night.